I desire your prayers this morning. I've been thinking this week about the influence of advertising, the power of advertising, how it affects our life. Think about the money that people will spend to be able to put an ad on the radio on Super Bowl Sunday. Take out a 30-second ad, and it's worth it to them because they know of the influence of advertising. I was thinking about it influences every area of our life. You go to the grocery store, all you're going there for is to buy this item. There has been so much thought put into advertising that item because there's others that are selling that item. And it's important. There is studies made of where is the best place on the shelf to be able to get to where you can get this item sold. Things that in the past, new products that come along, the influence of advertising was intended to make you feel like I cannot live without this thing. I have got to have it. And it goes into so many areas. I've just been thinking about some of those areas. Beanie Babies. Now that took some advertising to push that one. And so many others. The Cabbage Patch doll. And just one after another. And they advertise that thing in a way to where people would fight to be able to get one of them. I've got to be able to get it. The influence that it made. And I thought about false advertising. You know, a couple years ago, our company pays for us to get work shoes once a year. So I went out and I bought a pair of shoes, and I mean, it had the advertising to it. It told me that it would help my back, it would help my posture, and that I'd lose weight if I bought these shoes, and I bought them. And I realized after wearing them a little bit how it would do it, because the bottom of them was so soft that you were constantly trying to balance yourself, and it was supposed to make you lose weight and help your posture and everything. Well, within a year before those shoes even wore out, I found out they're not making those anymore because there was a lawsuit. Too many people sprained their ankle because they didn't lose weight. They just broke their ankle. I mean, it would just, your ankle would twist on it. Advertising is what pushed those things. And you've heard it before on the radio where this is maybe a 1 minute ad. And they spend 50 seconds telling you how great this item is, how you really need it. And at the last 5 or 10 seconds, it sounds like a chipmunk. It's just run. The words have been compressed so much. And why is it that this was so important to tell you, but we've also got to get this in? If you could spread that out and look at those words, that's a disclaimer. So you don't sue them for that item. It was in there. And it reminds me of, I've told you this before, but I was on the computer one day, and I'd heard about this acai berry. It's supposed to be so healthy for you. And so I wanted some acai berry. And there was a little ad popped up. I was just checking my checking account when that ad popped up. And it said, you can get this acai berry supplement for $2.95. We're going to give you the supplement for free, but it's just the shipping is what we need, is just the $2.95. The pressure, the influence of advertising. And I thought, well, I've been wanting this for a long time. So I went down through there, and it had a little button that you push. You already gave them your credit card, your debit card information, and your address and everything. And now it has this submit. And, you know, I came to it and I thought, I don't know. I just hate to put my debit card out like this. And I backed off. Then I read it again and I backed off a couple of times. I should have backed off for sure. But I went ahead and hit submit. Well, I was through. I've only paid $2.95 and I've got these coming. And sure enough, they did come. They came in the mail. I only paid $2.95 for them. And I stuck them up in the cabinet. And about little less than two weeks later, I was back on the checking account, looking at my checking account online, and it says somebody pulled $150 out of my checking account. And so I called them. It was the acai berry place. I said, somebody has made a serious mistake. You've pulled out $150 out of my account. She said, well, did you read the fine print down under that where you submitted? Says it gave us the authorization to, if you had not sent it back within a certain amount of days, it gave us the authorization to bill you for $150 a month from then on, and we'll send you another bottle of acai berry. You know, instantly, I couldn't stand acai berry, and I hadn't even had one of them yet. It was just, here's advertising, false advertising, and you're stuck. Those kind of places come in our lives. You can go to a billboard, these huge billboards that are 40 foot long or something, and the things they want you to know are the great big items, the big letters, and you read it. And then something is down here that you can't even hardly see. You almost need binoculars to see it. It's the disclaimer. Life all around us is pressing us with advertising. Just a few years ago, casinos. How could that ever get sold in Oklahoma? And it was pressed even by the governor, saying this is the great thing to do. And how was it advertised? This is going to help our school system. Your children are going to benefit from this. And you can go today, you drive by one of these places, and the advertising still goes on. You will see somebody laughing and holding a big pile of money. That's advertising. But folks, we see the other side of advertising when you drive a few miles farther, and this sign has no flashing colors or anything. The ones I've seen is black and white. It's just a plain old sign. And it says, you got a gambling problem? Call this number. The world around us is pushing, is pressing, take this. Now, what I've been telling you about is just temporal things. You can go to a car lot, and that salesman is geared to get you to buy that car. And he will tell you this is your dream car. And you take it and you drive it away, and you can no longer take it back, and the transmission goes out, and it's a nightmare. And I've thought about that. That is the way life around us works. That people will say this, they'll tell you what you want to hear. Heather, years ago when she was little, she wanted a rabbit. I want a rabbit. Well, Cheryl said, the only way I'll let you have it is we got to get this little rabbit, a pygmy rabbit. So I wrote, I'm from service. I went over here to this flea market. And I told the man that had all the rabbits, the only kind we can buy is one that stays little. He said, this one in the pen is the very one for you. It stays little. Bought that thing, and it grew up to be like a house cat, a huge rabbit. But, you know, it was what I wanted to hear, and here it came. He just told me what I wanted to hear. It was little then, but it didn't stay little. I want to tell you, all those things are temporal things. But you know what? This goes into our spiritual walk with the Lord. There's advertising. That's what catches the world. That's what catches our young people. There's advertising. It's bright lights. It's attraction. This is the way to go. How can anybody get caught up in drugs to where they ruin their life, their health? It was false advertising. The devil made it look great. And I'd like for us to look at a verse in John 8. Because, you know, a lot of these other things that you buy and get in trouble with, you can work your way out of them. But there's one here that could last us for eternity. Thinking about John, the 8th chapter, and in the 44th verse. Ye are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and he abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. I thought of that. This is coming from Jesus. Satan is the liar, and he's the father of it. And he's in the advertising business. He's in the business to get us on whatever level it is. If it's a young person wanting to go after the world, if it's an old person and he tries to sell him bitterness at what somebody else has done, he's in the business of advertising, but he's a liar and the father of it. And then there's some instruction given us in 2 Corinthians. Second Corinthians 2:11. Instruction for us. Lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. It's going to be real important for us to be able to be alert to the advertising of Satan to us and be able to see, here's what it would be today, but here's what it would be should I continue out in it for a long time to come. His first time of advertising was in the Garden of Eden. When Eve had instruction, here's the way to live, here's what you do. Adam and Eve were given the instruction. And then Satan came along with an advertising campaign. You won't surely die. Yes. And I think about that. Where was he? Where was the devil when payday came? Where was he when they were driven out of the garden? And it didn't say that the garden was destroyed on that day. You remember reading in there? It said what happened was the garden was still there. I believe they could look over and see it. It just said the entrance was protected by a flaming sword. You cannot return to it. And did Satan come to him and say, I'm sorry. This was a big price tag to you. No, he was gone on. And that happens so much today with Satan's advertising. He is there at the beginning. This is going to be a great venture for you. Everything's going to be fine. But he's gone when the trouble comes. Thought about that with Adam and Eve. Satan was there, seems like, to talk to them physically. But I tell you, in our life, it doesn't seem to be that way. And yet Satan is there just as real as he was with Adam and Eve. And I thought about it with the prodigal son. The prodigal son was lied to. The prodigal son, no doubt, probably heard about the things as the salespeople are coming by, heading on down into Egypt or wherever to those places. We'd hear about them. No doubt they'd talk about what was going on, and he could hear, boy, there's some big things going on down the road, and I'm just down here on this farm. And thoughts started being presented to him, which was an advertising campaign from Satan himself. If you can just break loose from this, everything is going to be fine. Where was Satan when he was down in the pig pen? Everything was gone. And he says, he would have, if I could just have what the hogs eat, would be good enough. If I could just have that. Satan was gone then. And I think about today, there is a law in motion. It will be in motion until this world closes down and we all go out into eternity. And that is the law of sowing and reaping. God set it in place, and it'll always be that way. And I'd like to go to the verse in Galatians 6th chapter and in the 7th verse. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. He that soweth to his flesh, and I look at these verses and it could say he that buys into the advertising that Satan gives, he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And then I look at this 9th verse, as pressures are all around us today of the world saying, this is a wonderful way to live. We've heard it this week. And yet here is a call out to us, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season you're going to reap. If you don't buy into Satan's campaign, his advertising, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. I was thinking of another verse in 1 Timothy 5:24. It says, some men's sins are open. They beforehand, they're going to the judgment. And some men's, they will follow after. When I look at that, the law of sowing and reaping, you know, there are people that can do a sin and they get away with it, and they're so glad about it. I'm free. I didn't get caught. And yet I was thinking of a song that says, it's our song number 393. It says, if we shall scatter tares in the fallow, how shall we hope that they shall not grow? And another one says, as is the sowing, so is the reaping. Center the seed you carelessly cast. It'll yield a harvest bitter with anguish. Sure will thy reaping be at the last. And I think about that. The devil's advertising has such a cost to it in the end. I was at work one day when a housekeeper, a man there that I work with, received a text. And he got up, he said, I've got to go. He said, my brother-in-law has just been shot. And it was over here in Midwest City. And he didn't have any details. And so the next time I saw him, I asked him, I said, what happened? And it was on the news. Said that he had gone apparently early in the morning to a house to break into it and didn't realize that the man was inside with a gun. So when he went in, he was on the wrong territory and was shot. And he made it out just a little ways before he fell and died. You know, Satan had an advertising campaign for him. For every sin that is committed, there's advertisement that says, this is okay. This is the way to go. Think about people in prison. The rest of their life in prison, and the devil never told them, this will be the price tag that you pay. Some of them never a possibility of getting out. I thought of some that I've heard of says, you have three life sentences plus so many years. In other words, they're saying, don't even think about getting out of this one. And Satan came with an advertisement to them one day. This will be the way to go. To each one of us, you know what, today we can say, well, that's the world right there. But each one of us, Satan has a advertisement for us that will fit where we are in life. I think about this verse in 1 Peter, the 5th chapter, and the 8th verse. Be sober, be vigilant. Your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, resist him. Resist the campaign, the advertising campaign that he has for you. There was a song that Sister Lorinda has sung to us in the past that I was thinking of. It says, Satan always paints a beautiful picture. The colors are so bright and gay. The people seem to be so happy. We look on the billboards around us, and you remember, I don't see it so much today, but I remember seeing in the past the smoking campaigns, the advertisement, the Marlboro man, if you just do this, you will be like he is. Those kind of campaigns, they seem to be so happy, for he knows how to paint them that way. Satan always paints a beautiful picture. It always seems ideal. He always paints a beautiful picture, but I found out it's not real. And you know what? A whole lot of other people have found out it's not real too. It says, you know, we can look around us. It would be good to give our young people instruction. Look around you at the cost of sin. It says he never paints the tears of sorrow. He never paints a broken home. He never paints a sad tomorrow or the many hours spent alone. He never paints the scope of disappointment. We see it all around us.
Yes.
The devil was advertising. They took the bait, and now it's payday. Hopes and dreams of a life gone wrong. He never paints a heart that's broken or a life that's lost its song. Thought about those billboards that show somebody drinking.
Yes.
And they look so happy. You never get to see another billboard of the cost that goes with it to their family and to others. I thought of another song. It says, sin will take you farther than you want to go. When people accept the advertising campaign that Satan has for them, it looks like it's just going to be great. But it says slowly but wholly, it'll take control. It says sin will leave you longer than you wanted to stay. It'll cost you far more than you wanted to pay. Then what the devil said here at the beginning of this, this is the price, and it's such a little price. Everybody else is doing it, but there's a price tag that goes on with it. But what about for us today, saved and sanctified? Think of the song that says, my soul, be on thy guard. 10,000 foes arise. Because you know I can miss heaven with something far less than the drinking and the smoking and drugs. I can lose my soul with a lot of things that the devil can bring to me today. And I think of bitterness. Lest any root. You know that bitterness doesn't come to us without an advertising campaign with it. You have been wronged. You have a right to carry this. In fact, if you don't carry some bitterness, it'll show it didn't really hurt you anyhow. You have a right to feel this way. And all the time, just like he did with Eve, he's not going to be there when I have to pay back for it. I was thinking about temptations. In James, in the first chapter, and in the 14th verse, or 13th verse, let no man say when he's tempted, I'm tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. It says, then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin.
Yes.
Sin, when it is finished, it bringeth forth death. And I can think about that, I can read that, and I can think about all the lust of the flesh and out in sin. But I thought about that little story that we read in the Bible about when the unclean spirit is gone out of a man. It says that spirit walketh about trying to find a place to go. And it says, I'm going to go back and I'm going to check and see. You remember it said he came back and it was empty, swept, and garnished. And said he didn't just settle for himself to come in, but it said he went out and found seven other spirits worse than himself. It says the end of that man was worse than the beginning. And I'm thinking about that as the advertising campaign that Satan can bring to every one of us, and that we not buy into it, that my soul be on guard. Because there was an advertising campaign put on Jesus. In Matthew 4 and 1, and I'd like for us to look how it can happen. Scripture can be used by Satan in his advertising campaign to us. It was to Jesus. In Matthew, the 4th chapter, 1st verse, then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And I think about these where Satan took a scripture and told him, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. There's places in there where each one of them, he's saying something that you could find scripture for. And Jesus is saying, but no, can't do it. For us to be able to see when Satan is coming to those that want to make heaven their home with instruction, with advertisements, that this is a good way for you to go. I was looking on down here, it says in the 6th verse, and saith unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written. Satan is saying, I've got some Bible here that you can take. You know, I've thought about what Sister Maxine has told us many a time, that in the mouth of two or three witnesses, don't even let Satan give an advertising campaign to you. Take this verse and run with it, because you're going to need to find others that fit with it to show what the Bible's real purpose was. For it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. And Jesus said, it is written again. That's why it's real important for us to know the scriptures.
Yes.
To be able to know, yes, that sounds right, But I know this other one that balances it out.
Yes.
Because Satan knows his advertising for drugs and drink and that kind of thing will not influence the saint of God. But he's got an advertising campaign for us. Thy word, O Lord, have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I'll be able to understand the campaign, the advertising campaign of Satan for my soul. I'd like to close with another verse of that song. And I'd like for us to sing that song, number 393. This verse, if I will be careful, if I will understand the advertising campaign of Satan, I can end with this one. Verse 4 of that one says, gentleness, kindness, purity, trueness, it'll yield a rich fruitage never to cease. Sowing in meekness unto the Spirit bringeth eternal blessing and peace. Soon you shall gather, each one of us will gather what we now scatter. Unto your life give diligent heed. What we are sowing surely is growing. That which we reap shall be as the seed. Singing of the verse says, blessed is he that endureth temptation. Blessed is he that endureth temptation. Blessed is he that, as these campaigns of advertisement come to our soul, that we will endure it. For when he is tried, he shall receive a crown of life. I want to make heaven my home. I want to be able to understand in my life where's Satan working. He can put a good front on it, but I believe the Lord, it says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. And I believe how that is the Spirit of the Lord will help us to be able to see, here's Satan in that. With all the good talk that he's got for him, here he is. And I'll take you through it if you'll let me. I desire your prayers. Amen.